Hello?
Hi, this is Nelson from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code? I'm from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people.
You said, what is my what?
Yeah, what is your zip code?
11743.
Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I can't understand you.
Yeah. Are you registered to vote in the state
yes.
of New York, or
yes.
like... Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
58.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Is white, black, or African?
Caucasian. White.
Okay. And what is the highest level of high school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I got 2 years of college.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat?
I voted for Republican.
Right, here are the options. Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else.
I just told you, I voted Republican.
Right. So just to confirm, you mean Donald Trump, the Republican?
Yes.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
yes.
vote?
Almost certain to vote.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale
Very
from 0
motivated.
To 10? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're
10.
Extremely motivated. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
About a 6.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, this is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat
strongly
disagree,
agree.
Strongly disagree? Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Protecting abortion rights.
Pass.
Sorry?
A pass.
Well, we must select one of the options. Between matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter
It matters
at all.
Somewhat. It matters somewhat.
Okay. Protecting LGBTQ rights matters a lot, matters somewhat.
No.
Does not matter
very
much.
Little. Very
does
little.
Does not matter at all. Right. Among these options, it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Doesn't matter at all.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter
much. It matters
much,
a lot.
Okay. And election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate? Matters a lot, matters somewhat.
A lot.
Does not matter
a lot.
Much. Okay. We know people get busy when it times to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I'll definitely vote.
Well, for each of the following, would you say protecting abortion rights, would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt but I will vote. No chance I will vote.
No, I will vote.
Okay. All right. Again, we know people get busy when it times to vote. And how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, protecting abortion rights. Would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt that I will vote. No chance I will vote.
If it's convenient, I will vote.
Protecting LGBTQ rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
No chance I will vote.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt
nothing
I will vote.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. An election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop me. I want to
nothing
vote.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. I know it is a long way off, but if November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican
no,
Donald Trump?
No, Republican Trump.
Okay. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third
Republican
party
candidate.
Or independent candidate? If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no chance, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote?
Much less motivated.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the State Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive healthcare and autonomy. Yes, both puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. No, both leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
No.
Or would you not vote?
No. No.
Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would prevent discrimination based on age, as threaten protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, threaten voting rights protection, prohibit housing discrimination?
I'm not sure.
Well, we must select one of the choices. If you want me, I can repeat it again.
No, I'm done. Have a good night.